I own an elder care agency. Sithina abantu aba over 55 ezindlini zabo. Sibanceda ukuthi bengagcina sebese ndaweni ezinjengabo, you know, nursing home, ama assisted living.
Likwenza njani lo?
Sifika sibe imuli yabo engikhoyo, you know, the family in absence. Ukuthi umuntu usifika ku stage lesena empilweni abantu sikhula sisiba ngogogo ukuthi umuntu yabo ungasakwanisa ukuthi uzenzele, umuntu yabo ungasakwanisa ukuthi uzi drive, ungasakhumbuli kuhle ukuthi kumele ngithathe umuthi, kumele ngiyebona udokotela. So thina sifika sibe yimuli adopted for a small fee. Sincedise ukuthi umuntu ahlale akhule aguge esemzini wakhe.
Likwenza njani ke lokhu kule zifundo yini owazenzayo ukuthi weze wenelise khona?
Mina isifundo engasenzayo ngesebusiness. So as we know ukuthi isifundo sebusiness le mali sikwana ndawo yonke. But ngifunda ngisenza njalo nga concentrate njalo ukufunda abantu abadala. You know, I don't know what you call the elderly. Abakugaya. Abakhutileyo, or the aging, as we call it here. So, just learning, we see what the aging, or as we age, the stuff we need, the skills we need, and the skills we need to sharpen, and at the same time, the skills I could take advantage of and make a living out of, that's what I turned into a business.
Manje nxa usebenza umsebenzi onjalo awuzange uhlangane lezinye indubo yini eziyazihlangane lo muntu oqala ibhizinisi?
Lezo ngazithola sibili. So as such, you know, lapha sikhona thina lapha, first of all, ukuthi ngumuntu we onsund. Ukuthi ngingene into any business arena and be taken seriously, for one, ngikhuluma ngiyagiliza esikhiweni, ngiyagiliza kwalaba balapha, ngiphinda ngingena ngilo, you know, ngile color, as we put it here. It's a very difficult not just industry or market to break into, but just the whole business sphere. To be taken seriously as a black person and to be taken seriously as a foreigner. But I come with credentials that a lot of my fellow black people do not. Ukuthi abaningi abanjengama abansundu kabalakho, you know, ngihambile ngafunda sibili, ngifikile university eyalapha, ngadlulela phambili ngayathatha i-advanced, you know, i-degree elaphambili. So ngathi ngingena labantu banokuhlonipha ukuthi, you know, usislow noma esenza kwenzayo, you know, I think into ayenzayo into lengqondo. So kuba nzima but kuba lula nxa umuntu engathatha isikhathi sokuthi akhulume lawe, azama ukuthi akuzwisise ukuthi ungubani, uvela ngaphi, njalo ubuya lani.
Manje likhona yini ongaliphosela ilizwi elokukhuthaza abanye, ikakhulu abesifazane abafuna ukungena kubhizimusi lapha emelini?
Ye, likhona sibili. Ngithi, you know, don't give up. Singa, you know, ama opportunities akhona, and uma umuntu uzinikele, uzimisele, njalo ufuna sibili ukwenza into yiyo and useqinisweni.
Bakhona esikhathini esiningi ababe khulume ngokuthi ukwenza ibhizimusi eMelika kunzima kakhulu. Ngiyabona ukuthi wakhuluma ukuthi zikhona ingxaki odibana lazo ezifana lokuthi ngonsundu lokunye okunjalo. Kodwa nxa kubuya lapha esikhwameni emalini ukuthi uqalise ibhizinisi, iyatholakala yini imali?
Kulezi hlengo ama-programs athile abantu asithi ngama-minorities, abantu besi abangasomakhiwa, you know, abantu abavela endaweni ezithiyeneyo, you know, across the world. So bayazama ukuthi bapromote ukuthi kungabi one-sided, ukuthi kugcina kusiba ngowesikhiwa kuphela. So uma ulama qualities walana engikhulume ngawo oqala ukuthi uthembekile, useqinisweni, uyasebenza sibili gadalala and what not, 9 times out of 10 kulo muntu okhona ongakunceda and onga you know themba ngawo ukuthi lo muntu lo into akuya ngayo singafaka imali kiyo simncedise ukuthi aphumelele.